Page Resh Sadik Tes Shin. Page Shin. What? Adkan. Adkan, the second paragraph, second column. Okay? Page Shin. Adkan. Okay, we're in Davening Shmoneh Esrei, right? And we just said, Goyim HaChasadim Toivim V'Koyneh HaKoyel. That, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, does kindness. And Koyneh HaKoyel, you have very innovative pshat. Koyneh HaKoyel is that, like Yosef, on behalf of Paroi, purchased the Mitzrim for Paroi, and that way, they became avodim to Paroi, and Paroi fed them without charge, because you're an eved to Paroi, you get fed without charge. The same thing, Koyneh HaKoyel, we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to own us, to purchase us, we should be his avodim. Now we're up to Adkan. Remember saying, Goyim HaChasadim Toivim V'Koyneh HaKoyel, Shmoneh Esrei? You recall saying it?
Yeah.
You said it by Tanai Shmoneh Esrei? Goyim HaChasadim Toivim V'Koyneh HaKoyel. Remember saying it? You said in Shmoneh Esrei?
This is a trick question.
Ashav Ruach Merda Goshem, you said?
Yes.
And Gamal Sam Taiba Kane Akael? Yes, okay. But usually I finish Shmoneh Esrei, I don't remember what I did say and what I didn't say, so what? Now we know what I was saying, okay. So you have to be present in order to know. Alright, so up to Zecher Chastei Yavis. Ad Kan, Maskir Chesed Hashem and Kol Bnei Adam. So far in Shmoneh Esrei, we refer to God as Goyim HaChasadim Toivim V'Koyneh HaKoyel, which doesn't refer to Jews specifically. It refers to Hashem's Chesed with everybody. And now we talk about God's Chesed to His people. The Odu Alon, our continued existence, despite all of the different things that have passed, apartiki means all of the different circumstances that have passed at us. Who bischus chastei ha'avais? Shigia eis shetamis chusavais. As mevi gaya lashon hayva. So let me explain. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. Exchange machlekes. If tamus chusavais, if it's chusav Rabbi Yisachin Yaakov is enough to keep. To still keep on going and to carry us forward. It's a very difficult machlekes in the Gemara to understand that. The Gemara itself is darshaning drashas, chazal darshan psukim, to understand. But the idea of tamuz chasav is very hard for us. We invoke the schus of the avos all the time. And, therefore the idea of tamuz chasav is a really a difficult thing. Now, what? Well, it's machlekes. There, Rishon Belaz, I think, right? It was the machlekes, Rishon Belaz. Bris Avos continues. All right, so yeah. Bris Avos means, you see, Chastei Avos is when you do something for free for someone. You know, he doesn't have to merit it. He got along with his grandfather, so you like him. So you like his parents, you like him. Bris Avos is a deal. You make a deal that if Klai Yisrael will follow the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Chesed. So the Bris Avos continues. The bond continues. But the freebie that we get from the Chesed Avos, that came to an end. Very difficult to understand that, yeah.
The explanation that first the Gomel Chasadim Tovim and the Koneh HaKol goes on everyone,
right.
It kind of doesn't fit because you open up and you say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Elokei Gadol Yivam Anor, Elokei Yon. Then all of a sudden it starts shifting to everybody and then the Zocher Chasadim.
No, because in the beginning we mentioned God. We're identifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu to whom we speak. We're not talking about any of God's attributes. We talk to Hashem as okay, Avraham, okay, so okay, Yaakov. Since we don't really understand the Metzius of Hashem, so we mention our avos. But we're not talking then about the chesed that we receive.
Why not? What
We're not. We're saying Elokei Avraham. We don't talk about the Chesed. We talk about the Chesed subsequently.
No, but I mean, why are we thinking about what he does for everybody? This is a very personal.
Well, at this point, at the point of Gemach Samtayv Kaniakel,
why are we thinking about what is a walker?
Well, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as somebody who does Chesed to all of humanity.
So it's not only praise; it's also gratitude.
Well, at this point, it's praise. We're going to thank Hashem later, and we say Maidim. At this point, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who is Gemach Samtayv to all human beings, all creatures, actually. And then we zero in on Klal Yisrael. And so that's what we're doing here.
But then he said, Koni HaKol means, like with Paro, he bought all the Mitzrayim by feeding them. Goyim don't appreciate that. I mean, who are we saying that for?
It's available to anyone. It's available to all of humanity. A guy, in theory, a guy could be Zecher to Olam Haba, just like a Jew could. I think. Anyway, there is a time of Tammuz Chasavis, according to Amad Yamar, Oz maybe Goyel of Nevin Ahem, Laman Shrei B'Yahava. This in the Torah Tmima, he says this, I remember that we hedge our bets. There's Amad Yamar, Loi Tammuz Chasavis, so he mentions Chasavis. There's Amad Yamar that holds Tammuz Chasavis, so we say, okay, Laman Shemai B'Yahava, they do it without Chasavis. So he's saying, Oz maybe Goyel of Shanhaiva, Shemashiach in the Bob Rega Echad. Mashiach doesn't suddenly come. Avshepisam yavai elecholoi ha'adin asher atem avakshim. Even though Malachi says Mashiach will appear suddenly, Avamemes Kadosh Baruch Hu tobin mevi gael of nevneim shal avais. V'lai b'schusam el l'man shemai. Sheshmai gael Yisrael. Hu haftiach lanu shiyagaleinu. V'gam leisavi agula b'schai ma'isim tovim shalanu shememes inanu kedayim v'ruyim. We don't feel ourselves right for that, El Shakadish Baruch Hu maybe Goyel Rak Ba'ahava. So he says that the Gula is gradual. In the Galus there are Gulais, and then there's the final Gula Mashiach. Va'achi Yavei Yagayel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizer Mashiach Umagen Lanu. Hashem is Oizer. Hey, Taich Oizer.
Helps.
Umashiach. Hey, Taich Mashiach. Helps. Umagen. And protects Lanu. V'umelech chloy mishe b'kivan shanu makirim b'yisbarach shumelech v'anu b'kablam o machusay alkein hu oizer henu b'tzir v'shtad lo sanezer. Okay, he's explaining that there's a difference between the three words melech oizer u'meshia u'magen. The oizer, Hashem helps, the lashon helping is that when you do something and God helps along. So alkein hu oizer henu b'tzir v'shtad lo sanezer. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Messiah b'mamatz aseinu b'pul aseinu. Omnim, yitoki matzav. Come to a situation, kom aseinu, but v'yegi aseinu, le yaspiku, v'le yilu. We can't help ourselves. Oz, then it goes up, le zu afsu. Even a bigger madrego, hu yizbarach mashiach, sh'anu nimtzam be'ein aynim. So it's like, somebody doesn't have a job, he's going for an interview, that's melech oizer. I'm going for an interview, Hashem help me. Somebody doesn't have a job, he doesn't even have an interview, so that's Mashiach. That means you need a Yeshua, so that's on Hashem Mashiach. V'hu maitzi oisanu m'matzor amasek b'li yishtadlos u'peleinu mitzideinu. So matz mogein. Mogein is when you have an interview for a job, and you want it, and God knows it's not good for you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects you from your own... your own wishes. I think I once read to you the letter I got from Dr. In Minneapolis. Somebody who I never met personally, but we had a correspondence. He attended the Navi Shiva's broadcast in Minneapolis. And we had pretty significant snail mail letters back and forth. And he was a physician, a family physician in Minneapolis, a firm fellow. And one day he wrote to me that he had a diagnosis, a very unfortunate diagnosis of a tumor. He was a doctor, he knew what it was. And he wrote his words, they ring in my ears. He wrote that he's been diving to Hashem that he should have more time for himself. the precious of his work, he shall have more time himself. So he wrote to me, watch out, watch what you pray for. Because now, I'm not, my practice is good, you know, I'm suspending my practice, I have to take care of myself. So watch what you pray for. So I don't know, there's nothing wrong with praying, to have more time for yourself, but at least the attitude of, I'm too busy. Baruch Hashem, you're well. Well, people are busy. And, you know, people complain, and then, tomorrow they daven for what they complained for in the past. Rabbi Zuckman, his name, Dr. Zuckman. Zuckman. And, at his yard site, they published a book about him. And included in it were a number of my letters. In the book, they published a lot of my letters. And, what?
I think I saw it.
You saw the book? Yeah. I told them they have to show it to me before they publish it, you know? But, well, they actually published a handwritten. My handwriting is legible. I'm not a physician.
At the end of a letter.
They were the letters I wrote, some of them. Yeah.
Who's the one who said that if Klal Yisrael would observe Shabbosim the way they're supposed to, Mashiach would come.
Gemara.
So isn't that contradicting what he says, that it's not because of our masim?
Well, if we'll do it, then Mashiach will come. But even if we don't do it, he'll also come.
But he's saying Mashiach doesn't come because of our masim. Because
Herbie, why are you working? If you win the lottery, you don't have to work. No, so why are you saying you're working? Two straight Shabbosim, whole Klal Yisrael, that's like the lottery. No, that's the shortcut to Mashiach. Get Hokai Yisrael to keep two Shabbosis. If not, you gotta do it the other way. You gotta go to work, get to work, and you gotta make Mashiach come the other way. So the idea of all Jews keeping two Shabbosis, unfortunately, is theoretical. It's not,
you have a better chance of winning the lottery.
Unfortunately.
It never happened.
It never happened, yeah.
It did not happen.
Mole Shabbos Bnei Sosha Shabbosis. Anyway, we're focusing on Oizer Mashiach Magid. So when we daven, we know what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oizer when we know what we need and we pray for it. He's Mashiach when we don't know what we need. And Magid, Lahagin Aleinu Mekal Mezino Yisayneinu Mekal Nichle Yaveinu. He says to shield us from the plans of our enemies. Shechayshvin Aleinu L'Rach Has V'Shalom. V'Yizbarach Batzileinu Mekal HaChazyaynais Al Abdoin Ha'umi Yisraelis. Hashem Baruch Hu saves us from those who have a vision of destroying the Jewish people. V'yesha ha'hagona hazais mislabeshes b'tzura muzeres. There are times that God helps us in the queerest of ways. Kagoyim. Aidei sinas Yisrael. Antisemitism is used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure the Jews don't disappear, don't assimilate. Shebeladaya sinu ha'aza b'medinas Rusya. If the Jews in Russia had not been hated, during the years of the Iron Curtain, Jews would have disappeared. Pella, the Russians kept track. They put on a person's ID papers that he's a Jew. They kept track of who's a Jew. Today in Eretz Yisrael, I was in the Shuvu office many years ago, or 20 years ago, and there's a safe. It's a walk-in safe, not quite as big as the bank, but there's a safe. And in that safe is stored the family documentation of all of the, of those from behind the Iron Curtain who came to Eretz Yisrael. So the Israeli government has an office that certifies that they're Jewish. And if not for the Russians identifying the Jews, you know, the communists, identifying Jews, it would have been very hard to know who's a Jew and who's not a Jew. Very hard. So their hatred, in a funny way, made sure that Klal Yisrael did not disappear. Avo be'emes. Inyin ha'yoyis ha'kadosh baruch hu magen yishenu noike v'yoyred omok omok. He says you really have to appreciate the idea. And we start with Esrei with it. It's got to be important that Kadosh Baruch Hu protects Klal Yisrael. Shat Kufa Kedemes Lebias Mashiach. The Kras Bechazal Ikvasa De Mashiacha. We're familiar with the term. Huzaman Shlitas Taikif Hacheshchas Shal Hagolius. It's the darkest period of the Golus. At Shamru Kama Mechamenu Zal Yaisi V'Loi Achmine. I always had this kasha. Gemara said, I think Rava there says, Yaisi that ikfas of the Mashiach come, I don't want to see it. You know, I want to disappear before it. So it'd be such terrible times that they can't be silent. He explains, sheyedu b'nafshem sheyuchel lisbal achil la'noyra sheshem shemayim v'yitiyah b'efshurusim l'skayim b'raisim l'skabrus ha'kfir ba'ilam. So it bothers me if the Gemara says yaisi v'layach minei, why do we say in Kaddish why do we damage to come in our lifetime? I mean, we want it to come soon. There's another way. So you know, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says what you're saying. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz is a kasha. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz is a stira to Gemara. So Gemara Shana says Mashiach will come in either Nisan or Tishrei. The Gemara elsewhere says that a kohen was knowing not to drink wine, because in case Mashiach comes, he'll have to do the avodah. So there was a time the kohenim knew what their week was, their mishmar week was. So on their mishmar week, they wouldn't drink any wine, because in case Mashiach comes, the Beis Hamikdash comes quickly, they don't want to imagine you have your first opportunity to do avodah in the Beis Hamikdash and you drank wine, you know, like not worth it. So kind of wouldn't drink wine. Gemara says, if someone says Hareini Nazir b'yom sheben David ba, someone says I'm a Nazir the day Mashiach comes, meaning from the morning of the day he comes, so he has to be a Nazir forever. Any day Mashiach may come, so he's stuck. He's going to be a Nazir. So Frecht Ravina said, Eibshus, what do you mean? The Gemara says he's only coming either in Nisan or in Tishrei. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz answers, this is the Sefer Yeridei in the crazy place, see? That the Chazal say, "Be'itay achishenu." There's an itay, there's a date by when Mashiach has to come. And if we're not zeichet to it beforehand, then that date will come. And there's achishenu, which means if Klai saw a zeichet, Mashiach will come earlier. So he says, the be'itay is Nisan Tishrei. The be'itay, one yom says Nisan Asidim Ligal, one yom says Tishrei. But the achishenu, if Klai saw a zeicha, that could be any day. Okay, any day that the Rabban Shalom could come. So that could be any time. And Rabbi Yosef Eibshitz writes, that the ikfus of the Mashiach, the tsar of the period of Mashiach, is a bi'itai. Mashiach comes in its time. If we're zeicha for Mashiach to come earlier, because the Schosim says going to be without the Tsar in the Ikvas of the Mashiach. Tomorrow night you're going to say Luchu Nirana. So again, if you're present when you say the words, if you're not elsewhere, you're going to say Bayim Nishtachva Nichra Nivrachov De Hashem Aseinu. We're going to say, let us go and serve God. Hayoyim in Bekoilos Yishmo. That Gemara darshes this pasuk. Hayoyim in Bekoilos Yishmo. That when is Mashiach coming? It says, they asked the Yonavi, when is Mashiach coming? He said, Hayoyim. They got all excited. Hayoyim. Yeah, Hayoyim in Bekoilos Yishmo. So there's a bi'itai. There's a time when Mashiach has to come. And there's the Hayoyim in Bekoilos Yishmo. Then, that Mashiach could come then. So Akapanim, getting back to what he's saying here, with the paragraph Avol Be'emes on page Shin Aleph, Shiedu B'Nafshim, about 7 or 8 lines down, Lisbal Chil Haner Shashem Shemayim Leitia Bev Shurusim Leskayim Bereisim Leskabrus Akfir Ba'Elam. There are Amirah who didn't want to see the pains, the travails of Mashiach, before Mashiach's coming. The darkest part of the night is right before the morning. Is it really darker right before the morning? Is it really darker? Huh? I don't know.
But I know the people.
Is there a scientific explanation of that?
Get more depressed at that time, just before.
Well, right before the morning?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a time of greatest.
Yeah, why?
Why should it be darker then?
Why? I wake up, when I get up early, I feel good.
No, for about 2 to 3 hours before it's time to get up, when it's really dark out, people are more depressed than any other time during the day.
My alarm clock rings at 5:15. That's 2 hours before sunrise. I don't get depressed. I'm very happy I was able to get up. Okay.
If you are
sometimes I turn over.
If you
I
are depressed,
tell you.
Then you're not.
Man, if I push the snooze button, I really feel good. And if I don't, I must feel good too. I guess what you mean is that people are to be depressed about when that's the time they get depressed,
no,
is early in the morning.
It's also the time of greatest risk for heart attack.
What? Oh yeah, they say blood pressure goes up overnight. I don't know. Why is that? I don't know why that is.
Do you think after prescriptions on somebody else?
Really?
And during the night
people are very depressed online.
Yeah. Okay. Sad, you once told me about sad, right? Seasonal. So anyway, he's complaining that period, you say the most depressing period, he's comparing that to Ikfas of the Mashiach. Mashiach is light. And the period right before, right before the light of the sparks of Gula will come, Achoshech Yechasa Eretz, V'tispashet Apeilo Ruchniyis Mavhila, and a dark, confusing darkness will spread on the world, Akoyesh V'cholet, Kolam Izbayna B'matzav Oilam Izmanein, Uroya, Shaloi Rak Eimo U'pachad Gashmi Chayfifin Al-Kiyam Am Yisrael, B'chol Makam Shehein. Not only is antisemitism a physical danger to Jews wherever they may be, Beretz Yisrael, Machmas Sakonas HaArabim, in Eretz Yisrael because of the Arabs, the Gampoi by America, Ikvi Aseinu Merutz Alam Oretz, the nations they're not really happy we're here. Chobaki Midrach Kaf Ishihudi Haru Kakoitz Bene Ha'umais, wherever they see a Jew, it's like a thorn, in the eyes of the nations, that Shein Lonu Moki Manasu Miklat, Lachis Bishavo Bli Esanu Mavuza, wherever we go, they hate us. Kishbaruchu Megan Aleinu Matzal Esanu. Elash Abitkufa Zoom, and not only is there a physical danger, but also Mistaybev Hamoina Kloli Shamina Anushi Bekhesir Amuna Abdeas Misulafais. We live in a time where the philosophical beliefs of the nations around us are so strange. Vumurtul Miyasidi Amusr, Vinisrabsa Hakafira Vapritzus Vashkofa Mushesas Azais. Hischilol, if they come a meyishanim, this is something that started probably in the 1800s. Is patchas ha'gvora ad hayoyim shebitlo kol erche hisnagas ha'anushis. Many of the what we consider to be normal human behavior, v'chavso kol nitzei or hatzelam alakim shenivra by ha'adam. The godliness of a person is not recognized. V'shela teheres haruchni may hamasad v'ad hatapchus. From top to bottom, from the chashuv people of the nations till the poor people, v'chol asvivam u'fefes b'apikursus kil chas hashem les dim les dayin. We live in a world where there's no spiritual accounting. Achius v'akiyam b'matzav shofel kazeh matzav sakana ruchnius rakidei kodesh baruch hu magen shalom. Says antisemitism is a physical danger, and there's a great spiritual danger. The world is drifting further and further away from a belief in God.